Now to Turkey, which has faced an influx of refugees long before the war in Ukraine. Some are Somalis headed to the EU, but that route has seen tragedy. Recently, 5 Somalis and 14 other migrants died trying to cross from Turkey to Greece, allegedly pushed back by border patrols. Now Somalis in Istanbul want justice. NPR's Duri Buskerin reports.
To 25-year-old Aisha Ahmed, a Somalian henna artist living in Istanbul, it's painful to think about the 19 migrants who died on the border, because it could have been her.
She wants to talk about that.
Her customer, Kinsey Farah, interprets as Ahmed draws thin lines of henna onto her arms. In Somali, Ahmed explains that she had hoped to find work in the European Union. But 2 years ago, when she tried to cross a river marking the border between Greece and Turkey, she was pushed back by Greek troops with tear gas. And in this room, she's not alone. They threw me in the ocean, a voice pops up from the back of the salon. Another says she broke her leg while trying to run from Greek authorities on the land border. Like these women, Ahmed found herself back in Istanbul and realized she was stuck, with no way to return to Mogadishu and no money to try again.
You have your family, you have your friend, you have everybody. But when you come here, you have nobody. Like you're lost.
It's like you're lost. Greek officials have denied involvement in the deaths of 19 migrants on February 2nd. In a statement, the country's migration and asylum minister said it was a tragic incident that highlighted the importance of combating illegal immigration and smuggling networks. But Turkish officials say the migrants were forced back over the border from Greece in what are known as pushbacks. The dead were found frozen and missing coats and shoes, even cell phones. Of those identified so far, 5 were from Somalia. Mohammed Mahmoud Mohammed is the leader of an organization called the Somali Community in Turkey. And this is the detail that he can't get out of his mind, that they couldn't even call for help.
It's inhuman. If they don't want them in their country, they should have arrested them and charged them or peacefully returned them to Turkey.
Mohammed estimates there are 17,000 Somalis living in Turkey. Many stop here on their way to Europe. And for Mohammed, the 5 Somalis who died on the border represent all young people who want to find a better life.
We request that the laws are followed and the issues investigated. We want justice for the 5 youths.
UNHCR reports more than 500 cases of migrants being pushed back across the Greece-Turkey border in just the past 2 years. But the numbers could be much higher.
Because the problem is that all the borders are basically black holes when it comes to monitoring the human rights situation, because they are usually military zones and there's no access for civil society or journalists.
Natalie Gruber in Istanbul is part of the Border Violence Monitoring Network, a group that seeks to document and stop human rights abuses against migrants.
Everybody who attempts to cross borders, especially after the first pushback, is fully aware that this could mean their death.
That's because, she says, the reason people keep doing this is that they have no other choice. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buskerin in Istanbul.